want to read a couple of verses in 1st Epistle of Peter and chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, having cast all your care upon him, for he cares about you. We hear a lot these days of there being no one that cares. People say the government doesn't care. Times of austerity. Teenagers say that people don't understand and they don't care whether they have a job or can buy a house or whatever. Children say their parents don't care because they don't give them what they want. Friends say they don't care because they didn't help them when they were in time of need. Whether it's true or not, I wouldn't like to say, but often you hear people say, no one cares. But I wanted to tell you tonight about someone who does care, having cast all your care upon him, for he cares about you. God cares very much about you, dear friends. He cares about your soul, your undying soul. How can it be reconciled to him? How can it be made fit to share eternity with God himself? A holy and sinless God, I can tell you, dear friends, that God cares about you. Far more than you can ever understand or take in. But when he sent the Lord Jesus Christ here, that was evidence that he cared about you. People have all sorts of different cares, and we're warned about the cares of this life, how they can occupy us and take us away from the opportunity to receive the glad tidings, to receive the Lord Jesus into our heart. How they can occupy us so much that we might not have time for the Lord himself. He spoke to the disciples about the seed being scattered. He spoke about those that were among the thorns and how they weren't fruitful. He spoke about how the cares of life and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. God cares about each one of us and wants us to be blessed. He says, not willing as any should perish. God commends his love to us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The Apostle Peter was, of course, writing to the dispersion, but I think it captures here the essence of the glad tidings. How there's a need for us to acknowledge that we're away from God. We need to humble ourselves, turn to him in repentance, and ask him to bless us. And because he's a caring and a loving God, because he's made a way through for us, there's a wonderful blessing that results from that. All those difficulties of your life, health problems, money problems, friendship problems, work problems, whatever they might be, there are many and varied. Some might affect you, some don't. Some might affect me and not you. But there are many different cares and many different trials, but we're exhorted to cast them upon the Lord himself. He said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast those cares upon him, because he cares about you, and he will bring you through. The Lord cared so much that he came down from the glory above. It says he laid aside the glory that he had before time was, that he might draw near to us, taking the form of a baby, growing up in Israel. Don't you think that's evidence that the Lord cares about you? Cared so much that you should take a bondman's form. One that could take your place on the cross. One that could bear the judgment that should have fallen on you and me for our sinful state. Jesus cared so much that he set his face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem. Nothing was going to turn him from that pathway which took him up to Jerusalem and the cross. Knowing what was before him, he says, the disciples said, but Lord, they've just recently tried to kill you. Jesus said, the Son of Man must first be crucified and then enter into his glory. There wasn't any other way for you and I to be forgiven, for our sins to be forgiven, done away with, unless Jesus went the way of the cross. He cared so much about your soul that you might spend it in eternity with God himself, that he was willing to go to the cross, willing to endure all that men threw upon him. Even the disciples, those that spent time with him, they didn't really understand. They were in the boat, tossed and turned, and the Lord was sleeping. And they said, Lord, don't you care that we're in danger of drowning? Of course the Lord cared for them. Martha came to him and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do everything? Of course the Lord cared. But he wants us to trust him. He doesn't want us to doubt. He doesn't want us to be worried as to how things are going to work out. He knows how it's going to work out. He wants us to trust him. Those cares, they're very real. And they can seem very big to us. But the Lord knows the end from the beginning. And he knows what's going to happen. And he knows why it's happening. We may not understand it. Perhaps we will in a coming day. It'll all become clear. But now we're to just trust him. He says, O ye of little faith, how true that is of me, no doubt of some here. Do we trust the Lord as we should? We may be resting in the boat, but he knows all the trials and all the troubles. And he is master of them all. He could stand up in the boat and say, peace, be still. And the wind and the waves, they died away. Or not even just died away, they just went. Wonderful power of the Lord when he was here. And that power was here to save you and me. He cares so much that it's not even limited to us. The gospel is for whosoever will, if we'll come to him, put our faith and trust in him. Because he cared so much that he hung there upon the cross. Men said, away with him, we will not have him to reign over us. And they led him outside Jerusalem, and there they crucified the Lord of glory. They crucified the one who cares for you. The Lord spoke of himself as a good Samaritan. There was no one else to help that poor man being left half dead by robbers, beaten up in a dreadful state. And if he was left there, he would have died. But that good Samaritan says, took him up, put him on his own beast, and took him to the inn. And there he took care of him. He might be in a bad way, and surely if we're still in our sins, we're in a very bad way. It speaks of us as being dead in sins. The Lord will desire to bring us to a place where we can be blessed. He'll care for you, and what's more, he provides the resources to make sure that that care continues until he returns. He gave to the innkeeper what was needed, that man might be cared for, even in his absence. And the Lord Jesus, after laying down his life, after being laid in the tomb, and after coming out triumphant that third day, and after being seen by the disciples and showing them his hands and his side, and eating with them and speaking with them and teaching them and feeding them, he was taken up into glory. And he's gone there, but he hasn't left us alone. He spoke about how he would send the Holy Spirit, that you and I might have a knowledge within us, that power, the Holy Spirit, to convince us and assure us that Jesus is going to come again. Not only is in glory, alive to die no more, but he's coming again to those that believe and trust in him. He cares for you, but he's died for us. He's laid down his life, he's shed his precious blood, that we might go free. And he's promised to come again. I will not leave you orphans, I am coming to you. He cares about you, and he cares about me. What a blessing to know that. Psalm 142. Was David speaking, but I think prophetically. Look on the right hand and see. There is no man that knoweth me. Refuge has failed me. No man careth for my soul. The price of your soul and your redemption, dear friends, was that the Lord should be forsaken. He remained there upon the cross to bear that judgment in those hours of darkness. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? The disciples thought they cared for the Lord, but it says they forsook him and fled. And then the darkness came over the whole land, and none could see. There Jesus was abandoned, forsaken of his God. The one who had drawn all his strength and blessing from, continual guidance, didn't move without the guidance and direction of the Father. There he was, forsaken, that you and I might go free. How much more could the Lord have done than to lay down his life for you? No greater love has this than a man should lay down his life for his friends. Jesus did that. He laid down his life because you and I could do nothing of ourselves. Not our best efforts, nothing we could bring, no sacrifice would be sufficient to set us free from the power of sin, and that judgment is deserving too. So Jesus laid down his life for us. No man takes my life from it, I lay it down myself. Men maybe thought they were in control, but one word from the Lord, I am he, and they fell away backward. The Lord was in control because he cared about you. Isn't he the one to give your cares to? Put them upon him, take them to him in prayer, because he's demonstrated that he cares for you. When he saw the crowds, he had moved compassion for them, because they were harassed and cast away as sheep, not having a shepherd. Don't you think the Lord cared? It says he went about the villages and the synagogues, teaching and preaching. The kingdom of God has drawn nigh. Healing the sick, making paralytic to walk, dumb to speak, the blind to see, raising a little girl, woman with a flux of blood. But he was able to deal with that greater problem, the problem of your sins, that you and I could do nothing about. Jesus could say, thy sins are forgiven thee. Time after time it says he was moved with compassion. He saw the awful state of things, and he knew what it was for a creature to be away from his God, understood what it really meant. The Lord spoke about hell. He knew what would be involved in someone who turned away from the blessing. He cared that he continued to appeal to the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees. Those who thought they were all right continued to appeal to them. The opportunity was still there and is appealing to everyone tonight. Gospel is going out to whosoever will. Wonderful thing to have someone who cares for you, someone who knows about you, and they love you so much that they were willing to lay down their life for you. Jesus is that one. There's no other person, no other way. And tonight I would just commend him to each one here. He's promised to come again in that time. Everyone that loves him and is under the shelter of that precious blood will be exalted, will be lifted up to be with him forever. Spoke about those that were affected and knew it was better to be with the Lord. Well, we can, I trust, realise that that would be a wonderful day to be forever with him. But now, we can cast all our cares upon him, no matter what those needs are, but in particular, the needs of our sinful state. Cast yourselves upon him. There's that woman on the way who was going to heal the daughter of Jairus. She thought, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, then I'll be made well. But the Lord cared far more than just knowing that power had gone out. He wanted her to know that he understood, and he was desired that she should be set free, and he wanted her blessing. He wanted her to know him, to understand that his love was towards her. It wasn't just to be a thing done on the quiet. Something that she should know and be helped for her blessing. Let him cast all your care upon him, for it cares about you. Just before the Lord was taken up into glory, he was by the side of the lake, and the disciples had gone away to fish and they caught nothing, and then they saw the Lord and he said to them to bring the fish. It was 153. Then they found that the Lord had already provided some fish there as well. There were the coals, the fire and the fish cooking. The Lord cared about his disciples. He didn't want them to just revert to how they were. They were to be, have a new beginning. They were to be doing the work of his work. He said to Peter, to feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep, to care for them. And he would have us care for one another, to learn from him, to be like him. He cared for the disciples. He cared for others. He cared for all those that came near to him. Wanted their blessing. Are we like the Lord? Do we care about others? Do we show the same love that the Lord has shown to us? It's a challenge. If we've cast all our care upon him, surely we should have time for others, for he cares about you. That was just my few simple thoughts about the scripture. The assurance that in this day there is someone who cares, someone who has cared and will continue to care. Because it's the same yesterday, today, and to the ages to come. May each of us trust him and know him as Saviour, for his name's sake.
Amen.